This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Our water levels are finally beginning to stabilize, and it does look like our fishing is beginning to pick up. It even looks like some of our campsites that were closed due to flooding earlier this year are starting to slowly reopen. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we do have high water yet, and it's going to be that way probably well into fall, but that doesn't mean there's nothing going on. In fact, if you're a pheasant hunter, controlled pheasant hunting opportunities will be available at 18 of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources sites this fall, and the season dates and permit reservation information are now available online. 14 of the sites are operated by the DNR, while 4 other sites continue to be operated in a public-private partnership arrangement between the IDNR and concessionaire T. Miller Incorporated. The Controlled Pheasant Hunting Program provides upland game hunters a hunting experience for thousands of hunters each year, in fact, says IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal. It's also a great opportunity, he says, for young hunters to have success. He says he knows of many hunters who really appreciate the program, and now is the time for hunters to start planning for the upcoming season. Now, the online permit reservation system for the 14 DNR-operated sites opened opens August 3rd, and permit information, season dates, and other information are now available online. Detailed information and permit reservations are available for the 4 sites managed by T. Miller, Inc. Hunters will need to review the application instructions and season information accessible online prior to submitting an application. Now, on the IDNR sites, a daily permit fee for the Controlled Pheasant Program is $30 for resident hunters and $35 for non-resident hunters. The daily permit fee applies to each hunter. Hunters will be required to pay reserved permits in advance online using a credit card. The credit card account will be billed when hunters submit an application. A transaction fee of $1 or 2.35% of the fee, whichever is higher, will be assessed for each application, except for applications submitted for the Illinois Youth Pheasant Hunt. And the public-private partnership controlled hunting areas are Chain of Lake State Park in Lake County, Silver Spring State Park, State Fish and Wildlife Area in Kendall County, Ramsey Lake State Park in Fayette County, and Horseshoe Lake in Madison County. Information about these can be found on the website www.tmillerinc.com. That's www.tmillerinc.com. The 14 sites operated by the DNR, 4 only provide the Illinois Pheasant Hunt opportunity for young hunters ages 10 to 15. And these include the Mackinac River State Fish and Wildlife Area, the Tazewell County in Tazewell County, Clinton Lake State Recreation Area in DeWitt County, Edward Madigan Fish and Wildlife Area in Lee County, and Sancras Lake State Park in Christian and Sangamon Counties. 9 sites provide lengthy hunting seasons for hunters, and this is a great opportunity if you're a pheasant hunter. So let's keep those in mind and get online now and make your reservations. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and then come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' 3 large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, I'm back, and as we typically say this time of year, our Corps of Engineer lakes begin to really heat up. I mean, the fishing gets good, the water temperatures are on the rise, and this year, however, high water has played a major role in locating the best fishing action. Now, as we mentioned earlier, water levels at the area's big Corps of Engineer reservoirs are witnessing a steady drop. However, the lake levels are still well above normal summer pool for this time. As of Saturday morning, Carlisle Lake was at 452 feet, only about 7 feet above normal for this time of year. Rend Lake was at 409, or close to it, about 4 feet above normal. Lake Shelbyville was at 609, nearly 10 feet above normal pool. And even over at Missouri, Mark Twain Lake was at 625, nearly 19 feet above normal summer pool. Now, most anglers are anticipating the high water will continue well into autumn, but it will be on a steady decline. Lake Shelbyville's crappie action has been good, to say the least. In fact, it may be better than it has been for years. In addition, the white bass are now beginning to show up on the flats and can be found close to the shoreline when the wind is blowing. If there's little or no wind present, merely back off a bit to slightly deeper water and concentrate on the edge of the sandbars where they meet the channels. Now, at this point, anglers will need to do quite a bit of moving to locate the schools of whites. The gulls are now frequenting the lake and help anglers find the feeding fish. Much of the better crappie action, however, has been found in the middle and south ends of the lake. Walleye action has slowed, with some small ones being caught shallow by anglers fishing for whites, but not many keepers. Some of the better success is coming from the sand and gravel rocky banks. Largemouth bass and muskies are being caught deep and shallow in the main lake and back in the creeks. There have been some good-sized bass caught by anglers fishing for whites. The muskies are also shallow on the flats with the whites. And the white bass action is also slowly heating up at Carlisle Lake, finally. Fair numbers of these fish have been caught recently from the humps near the trestles. Occasional action has been reported from the spillway area as well. The sauger fishing in the spillway continues to be a hit-and-miss affair. Occasional catches are coming on jigs tipped with minnows, and anglers are trolling small crankbaits in the tailwater area. Not much to report from the sauger in the lake. The catfish are probably the best catch at Carlisle right now. Here, anglers are using a variety of commercial catfish baits and finding success in the spillway as well as the main lake. And though crappie action is typically non-existent at this time, anglers continue to find fair fishing near some of the deeper brush piles. And catfish and crappie are still also the top catches at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches. Anglers are finding catfishing success with a variety of commercial catfish baits in the sub-impoundment area, along riprap shorelines, and by drift fishing near the Gun Creek and Jackie Branch. Largemouth bass are rated only fair at this time, with some anglers finding success in the Jackie Branch and in the Sandusky Cove. A variety of lures are working for these fish. Now, good to excellent crappie action is also reported from Wren Lake. Anglers are using minnows or jigs tipped with minnows and fishing both ends of the lake. Top spots have been near the various fish attractors along riprap and near the Jackie Branch Bridge, also near the Ina boat ramp. And the white striped and hybrid striped bass continue to produce some fairly good action, not a lot, but a little bit at the times, in the south end of the lake near the Jackie Branch Bridge. Anglers are using spoons, crankbaits with a jig trailer, and small spinners for the best success. And though it's hard to believe, most veteran anglers feel the cooler water temperatures are the key to even better fishing action this fall. Once the temperatures tumble into the upper 60s, excellent fall fishing can be expected from each site. And if you happen to be a frequenter of Mark Twain Lake looking for their crappie, the South Fork Resort over there says anglers are reporting a lot of 5 to 7 inch crappie with a few decent keepers thrown in for good measure. They're hoping things will settle down soon and anglers can enjoy normal summer fishing patterns, but right now the lake is quite high. Hot spots have been the bluff spaces, the bridge piers, and any point that doesn't have a great deal of water on it. In addition, plenty of channel catfish are also being caught right now at Mark Twain. The catching fluke includes a few blues and even an occasional flathead. Look for water flowing in for the channel catfish, and night crawlers or commercial baits should entice them. So we do have some pretty good fishing to report at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as Mark Twain Lake. And I think it's things are going to even get better as time wears on. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.